Now, we have this strange statement here, verse 8, and I will encamp about mine house. Now, that's a little temple that they were building. God says, I'm going to protect that from Alexander the Great. And I will encamp about mine house because of the army, because of him that passeth by, and because of him that returneth, and no oppressor shall pass through them any more. For now have I seen with mine eyes. Now God says, and Zechariah had the nerve to give it because of the fact that there could depend on the very accuracy of the word of God whether this is going to be fulfilled. God says, I'm going to protect that little building, that little temple. Now that should have been an encouragement, you see, to these people to go ahead and build, because God says, even when that great world conqueror, Alexander the Great, comes down, I won't let him destroy the temple. Well, why didn't he destroy Jerusalem? Nebuchadnezzar destroyed it, and every other great world general has marched an army through the city of Jerusalem, and most of them have leveled it to the ground. It's been destroyed again and again and again, and that's the reason today you can't say that you're going to walk where Jesus walked in the streets of Jerusalem. There's been so much debris there, and one city built upon another and been destroyed so many times that actually the pool of Bethesda is probably down 40 or 50 feet below the level of the city today. And in our Lord's day, why, it was 40, 50 feet below where it is today. So that this city certainly suffered at the hands of man. And Alexander, being the brutal man that he was, why, he certainly is going to destroy Jerusalem, because it's been the fly in the ointment of nation after nation. But God says, I'm going to encamp about mine house. God says, I'm going to protect it. Well, did he? Well, this is the record of Josephus, Flavius Josephus. He has this to say concerning it, and I'm not giving this verbatim at all. I won't take time for that. But you could check it if you wanted to. You will find that his explanation was that the great high priest at that time had a vision that he was to go out and meet the conqueror that was coming. And when Alexander the Great came up to Jerusalem, he saw this man. And instead of letting the army move in and slay everyone, why, he went up and worshiped in Jerusalem at the temple, because he said that before he left Dios, that he had had a vision that he'd be met by a man who would represent the living and true God. And it said that he went into Jerusalem and worshiped. Now, another tradition is that the high priest not only showed him the garments, came out arrayed in all the garments, but brought along the book of Daniel. And he showed Alexander in the book of Daniel where God had prophesied concerning him. And that so moved him that he came into the city and offered sacrifice and worshiped the living and true God, and he did not destroy Jerusalem. Now, that makes this prophecy a very remarkable prophecy, by the way, that you have here. And it doesn't detract from the fact that Alexander the Great, though the most brilliant general of the day, was still highly brutal and cruel, arrogant and conceited. Now we are introduced to one of the most remarkable verses in Scripture. And this is a verse that is used of the triumphal entry of the Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem, because he too came into the city. And there's going to be a comparison made now between Alexander the Great and the one who is coming, who's going to be God's man.